share your scam story. Now is your chance. Come across something that almost got you or maybe did get you. A lot of scams out there. You always say, Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, most active you've ever seen it in your entire history, right? Or just doing this.
Unfortunately, they keep taking advantage of the people more and more, and it seems like it's not stopping. Every day is a new twist. People said, you hear about this? Well, yeah, and sometimes I haven't heard about it either. It's a new twist. So it's just really checking out, and like your listeners do a lot, is they call in and they ask about it more, and they're more active and vocal, and they share stories, and that helps everybody else, because how many times I'm stopped saying, thank you for telling me that. I saved a lot of money that way, and that's what it's all about, helping each other, because the government can't put these scammers out of business. There's too many, and they'll never do it. And it's more about education and not giving scammers your business. The only way to put them out of business.
So let's educate. 312-981-7200. Let us know if you come across something you'd like to share, a scam, or maybe you want to know if something you already did come across is a scam, because Steve can help you with that, too. You've seen everything. I was just on your website, and I noticed your scam tracker. It's so interesting because you can search by area and you can see, oh, this is the area where the utility guys, the fake utility right. guys are out, or this is the area that's getting hit by this one or that one. And you rank them. Very well done. I mean, your data stuff is so good.
It is. And it's important for consumers to look at Scam Tracker and report scams, too. So if you see a scam and sometimes you think, nobody else will fall for it, somebody will. And giving us this data actually helps us to disseminate this information, but also the authorities have access to our database as well, so they can actually put these companies or individuals in jail or out of business as well. So report the Scam Tracker as much as possible. Let us know about it, because the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business.
We're going to go to the phones in just a second. 312-981-7200. What's the scam you're seeing? What's the one you want to know if it is a scam? We'll take all of those questions and comments. Let's see here, though. I want to mention this to you. Question for Steve Burness, the BBB rep. I've received 3 phone calls, 4 emails about government tax relief. Caller said it was about the American Rescue Plan, the email from the Fresh Start program. Is this real? Is this legit?
Well, the government doesn't call you out of the blue and tell you have excess money available for you. There is money available, but it's obviously you have to do your own checking and research. So anybody calling you out of the blue and saying they can help you, we need your information, or we need your credit card, or we need your Social Security number, stay away from those. This text is really zero trust, as we talked about so much time, Anna.
Zero trust. That's where I am. I didn't used to be there. What has happened to me? I don't know.
You're hanging around me too much.
You're influencing me. I don't trust anything anymore. I read my email and I'm so suspicious. Or my text. Right. Let's go to the phone. Chuck, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a scam you want to tell us about, or you want to ask a question?
Yes, I had Tuesday, within a half hour, 3 Amazon scams saying I had been charged $720-some in Ohio. I don't even have an Amazon account.
Oh, wow. Steve Burness is holding up a piece of paper as you talk to say, I came here to talk about this because so many people are reporting the Amazon scams running rampant.
Exactly.
Interesting. Tell us about them, Steve. What do you watch out for?
Our scam trackers, obviously, with the holidays coming, a lot of people are getting these fake calls from Amazon. It's not Amazon. It's the imposters, who's saying they're calling from Amazon. And they're trying to make it a coincidence that you're supposed to get a package. And a lot of times what Chuck said is they call, I don't even have an Amazon account. They're calling everybody. They're hoping to get somebody who's getting a package delivery that day or is expecting a package. And they put the fear in them saying, okay, your account's been charged X amount. If you don't call us back or do something about it, we're going to charge you the $500. Well, people panic. Well, they say, well, we need your credit card number to credit your account, and that's what they're doing. They're grabbing your credit card number, or sometimes they're even going so far, Anna, as to ask for your Amazon account number and your username and your password. So it goes beyond that. So Amazon's not going to call you up and tell you that your package, is misdelivered, or we need your credit card number to credit your account. They have all this information. And as Chuck mentioned, they're calling everybody. So people without Amazon accounts are being called as well. So they're running rampant right now because of the holidays. And again, the Black Friday sales are going to start soon, and all the online shopping, and the scammers will be there trying to separate you from your money.
Yeah, that's how it works. Chuck, so did you flag it right away, or what tipped you off?
Oh, yeah, the $729 in Ohio.
And the fact that you don't have an Amazon account, I'm sure that part was significant, too. I'm glad you didn't fall for it, but thank you for reporting it. Last time you were on, Steve Burness, we did get a number of people telling us that Amazon scams, because it seems like a big a big pond, right? You have a lot of Amazon users out there that your chances of reaching somebody
are pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, if you see the trucks every day, you see a truck everywhere on every block. So that's what they bank on, is that you, by coincidence, you're expecting a package.
Mm-hmm. I hate that one because that one looks so real to
it
me.
Does.
The text that says your package has not been received, just click here and we'll arrange
we'll
the details.
We'll take care of it.
You will not take care of it. No. I almost click on that.
Right.
I almost click on it every time I see it. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on WGN. What have you got?
Thank you. Well, I got a text message, and it wasn't an Amazon identifier. It just said, your card was charged $1,000+. And if this is not you, press. And then there was red lettering with underlined and a WW and a HTTP. And I blocked the number and deleted it, and then I went and looked at the two cards I used, and there was no charge on either card. Hmm. But it was scary because I've never seen anything like that before.
And you think it's real. So you think, oh, my gosh, I got to deal with this fraud or deal with this issue. You see these, too.
See all the time. See, they want you to act quickly. They want to give you a fear that, oh, your card's been, as Chris said, your card's been charged, and you got to do something about it quickly. Otherwise, we're going to let this go through. And that's what they do. They put the fear of you in you to get you to click on that link and provide more information. So now, sometimes you got to be careful. Sometimes your credit card companies do let you know that there's a fraudulent charge or there's something on there. The best to do is, Chris mentioned, is call your credit card company itself
directly.
Take your credit card out on the back, is your phone number to the credit card company. That's the safest way to do it, even if you get a text, because call them up, because there's so many fake texts. It's really hard to determine if this is coming from your credit card company or if it's coming from a scammer. It's really hard to determine.
Yeah, it totally is. Chris, I'm glad you didn't fall for that. I'm glad you figured out a way around it. Thank you for reporting it to us. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Oh, my gosh. You know, that's the thing, is when you hear somebody else say they got this, then you know,
right?
Like the ones I get on the mail and that kind of thing, or my FedEx package, my UPS. I've heard so many people talking about it now that I just don't fall for it. But
it's
what it takes.
It's getting rampant, the calls. It's just increasing, especially around the holidays. And again, this is, like you said, Dan, this is the most I've seen in my 34-year career. It's honestly, we can't keep up with them. There's so many different variations of it. If people just call first, and like your listeners are doing a great service to everybody else reporting these scams, because the only way around these is education.
773, has Steve heard of a Blue Cross Blue Shield settlement scam? I got an email last week. Is that real?
Well, I haven't heard that one particularly, but there could be different variations. If you think you're getting a settlement from Blue Cross Blue Shield, call them directly. It's when those links come in. And sometimes the scammers take legitimate situations, and they kind of take advantage of it. So it might be something in the news that Blue Cross is giving out this settlement, and all of a sudden the scammers will send it out. Okay, here's your Blue Cross settlement. So you just got to be very careful. Just don't go on a text. Go to the company's website directly and speak to them directly.
Or often a news article on that would have a link or provide a link or something like that. Because we heard about the Shutterfly one, and that one turned out to be real. Last time you were on, people said they had gotten something in the mail, I believe, about the Shutterfly settlement for Illinois residents, and that turned out to be real.
Right, but
again,
then the scammers take advantage of it. So the scammer can say, we're Shutterfly.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Zero trust, Steve.
It's getting negative zero trust pretty soon.
I don't know how it gets worse.
Right.
Let's go to Rakesh. Go ahead, Rakesh. You've got a question, or you want to report a scam? Hi.
Excellent program going on. I love this segment especially. I received a text which said your packet has been returned to sender because of no response from you. Click here to find out more details. Of course, I did not click, but beware that I did not get any packet. Also, the Amazon thing, your card's been charged for $1,000 odd. I don't even have an Amazon account. And they had sent it to me.
Well, at least you didn't fall for it, because you knew you didn't have an Amazon account. I think the ones...
Yeah, I go through my daughter's account.
Huh.
So she has the account, not me.
Sometimes that's the only way you know, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I got one offering me Medicare, and I had to click here. Thank you, Rakesh, and thanks for your comments on the program. Thank you for listening. I got one that was about Medicare, and it looked, I mentioned to you, so legitimate. I don't qualify. I knew right away, I don't have to deal with this one. I don't even have to try to independently verify. But that's how they go. 630 says, ask Steve about this. Sprint, welcome to Protection 360. Your protection plan was converted, and they go into clicking this link. data rates may apply. So it, again, looks really legitimate. Probably call on that.
Yeah, you call on that. Your Sprint, if you do have a Sprint phone number, again, it's so hard to tell to determine if they're valid or not.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem. So there are legitimate emails and texts that do come through from your carriers. And unfortunately, the only way around it is calling the carrier itself. And they understand that. So they're not going to say, why are you bothering me? Because they understand that people are really susceptible, guilty of clicking on these links that they shouldn't. So they wouldn't mind taking a call from you if this is true or not. Did they send the package or did they send this link? And again, to remember is that if they send you a link asking for personal confidential information, that's the key. Account numbers, social security numbers, because they have all this information, the company you're dealing with. So they're not going to ask for that information. So that's usually what we call the tip off to the rip off, and is where they're asking for information, you know, up and beyond what you normally would give somebody.
630 says a family member fell for a gift card scam. One of my family members did too. It was horrible. Why can't stores put a 24-hour hold on the funds or the gift cards? He lost $36,000. Am I reading that right? $36,000. I wrote to the stores. They don't care. Whew.
They don't put enough protection on the gift cards as well, as that's always been the case. But again, they want to make it convenient for people. So the $36,000 to them is really peanuts if you think about it. Not to the consumer, obviously, to the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to make it any more difficult for the consumer for gift cards. They want to make it as easily as possible. And unfortunately, the scammers take advantage of it. And that's $36,000. We've heard horror stories just like that.
Really?
It happens all the time.
Huh. Let's got to pause for a second. More of your calls. We've got a number of them. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. We'll get to as many as we can. You can report a scam that you're seeing. You can ask if something is a scam. Steve Burness with the Better Business Bureau is here. Back to the phones. Share your scam. Tell us about what you're seeing out there. Steve Burness with the Better Business Bureau is here. A lot of scams to get to. A lot of calls to get to. Let's see how many we can. Mary, yours seems very interesting. Go ahead and tell us about what you're seeing.
I got an email and it said, I know that this is your password on day of hack. And it was my password. And they said that they placed malware on adult video sites, I guess. And they saw that I had been there, which I have not been to an adult video site. And then they asked that I pay them $2,762.
It does happen, unfortunately. It's called a sextortion. So basically, they say that you're on these adult sites, and they're hoping to find somebody who was and gets scared and pays it. And I've talked to many people who have paid it because they get fearful that they were caught. Again, this is just a scare tactics, Mary, that, you know, that's what we call the tip-off, the rip-off, is they want to scare you into paying the money within 30 minutes or the fine or fee, and that's the key to it. So many people do get it. Don't worry about it. Again, but make sure you have protection on your computer for malware and spam and that it's updated regularly. A lot of times people have that software available. They just don't update it. But this is a typical scam.
I do have that. I just wondered, how do they have my password?
Password, right.
But it happens from breaches all the time. And I've been in the dark web, and my IT team has taken me, and my passwords were in there. I know that nobody else would know these passwords of my, from my youth, I use some different types of passwords. So there is a dark web out there, Mary. Unfortunately, that's how they build files on people, and that's how they steal identity, is they keep building things on there. So it probably happened with one of the data breaches. And again, I've seen my passwords on there, Mary. So it does happen, and that's why changing passwords, I can't repeat, every 30 days is probably the smartest thing to do, because you got to keep up one step ahead of these criminals, is never keep the same passwords and never use your street names or common names, your daughter's names or things of that nature, because that's what they bank on.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep a file on you in a dark web, and it's pretty dark in that web. I've seen the dark web. It's
I'm
it's
afraid
scary.
To go there, but I know that they have stuff on me too, because my antiviral software always pops up and says, this is, do you really want to use this password? It's one that's been available on the dark web.
Right.
And I'll be like, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
It's out there, Mary. It's a dangerous world. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for telling us about that
one. Thank you so much. You helped a lot.
Thank you. Nancy, let's go to you. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on WGN.
Yeah, I just wanted to express to the lady that called about the Amazon text message. I also got that a few months back. I called Amazon customer service. And I let them know about this, and they went into my account, and they double-checked for me. They were wonderful. They put a security on my account. Now, I had to sign in. I still do once in a while. If I have, like, two iPads and a laptop. So if I use something that they don't think is, you know, secured enough, they make me sign in, and they would send me emails to update me, to let me know, you know, if everything was okay. They were really good about it, and they kept an eye on my account.
That is good to know. Anybody listening could do that too, I suppose. You call in and you just trigger that
personally, and they will definitely. And she also wanted me to send her the text message. I did not do that. I got rid of it immediately because I was just, it was a large amount of money also, but they really were a big help. They
Good.
Kept me secure, and I changed my password also.
Good
I
to know.
That is good to know. Yeah. So many times people don't call Amazon when they've been victimized. They think it's Amazon on the phone, so they just really hang up and call Amazon itself.
Call them.
And that's the key.
No, they were extremely helpful.
Exactly, Nancy. I'm glad you did that. Most people don't do that.
No,
unfortunately,
I don't know that I would. Yeah,
because you gotta call
I would
that
think
number.
It'd be a hassle. But exactly. It sounds like it was worked very well for you, Nancy. Thank you for that call. Good time to remind everyone: 7726 is that number where you can text if you do get a text message that's bad. Send and 7726 just sends it to your phone company,
carrier,
and AT&T and Verizon and Sprint, all the major ones will investigate it. If they get enough of them, they will try to put that scammer out of business, just like you do
exactly.
Over at the Better Business Bureau. That spells out spam, 7726. Just wanted to reiterate that. We've talked about that before. Kathleen, let's hear from you. What do you got, Kathleen?
Steve, so speaking of AT&T, I got an AT&T or an email rather from AT&T saying an important information regarding your account. And I'm not really too sure if it's the real thing or not. An important message about the privacy of your customer proprietary network information, or CPNI. Then it's addressed to me, and it's all about your privacy is important to us. The FCC asks us to send you a notice about your privacy and something called customer proprietary network information. Please take a moment to read it.
Are they asking you to do anything, though? Submit information?
Well, yeah, if you want to... it's information about your phone service from us. Your phone service could be a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. We do use CPNI internally. That's what this notice is about, so that we can share information about our customers among the AT&T companies. If you're okay with this, it's great. If you're not, you can opt out. You can call 800. You can speak if you choose. Every telecommunications company is required to send a note like this. We appreciate and thank you for choosing AT&T.
All right. Does this one sound legit to
this
you?
This one
Steve?
Does sound legit.
Okay.
As long as they don't ask for specific questions regarding your phone number, your password, and things of that nature. Because again, a lot of these companies do send text out. It's hard to tell the difference between it.
Yeah. I was going to call the phone number on the back of my on my bill because
that's
I didn't
the safest way, Kathleen. It truly is. And
the other thing, Steve. One other question: when you say delete it or whatever, when you delete a text, it's gone. But when you delete an email, it goes into your trash. Should you go into your trash then and really trash it?
Double delete it?
You should delete it, but you're automatically trash is deleted on your own providers by a certain amount of days anyway, so it doesn't stay forever. But it doesn't hurt to go in your trash and delete it.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Found a legitimate one, which is really remarkable. There are so many of these that are just scams. Let's go to Anne. What do you got, Anne? What do you want to talk about?
Yes. I think I've talked to every scammer in the United States.
I
think this is a new one. I received an email from a gal in California who used to live here, and the title was, I Need a Favor. And I thought maybe she wanted me to look for somebody or something. Anyway, she said that she first question was, did I do business with Amazon? And I said, yes. And She said, well, she was trying to get a gift certificate to her niece for her birthday, and she was having trouble with her card going through. And could I please use my card and that she would send me a check? And I thought, well, she would not. She has 30 years of California friends. She would certainly not be asking me this. And then there were several other questions, but I got it right away. After first thinking, why would she ask me this? And it's kind of nervy, but I figured, no, there's no way that this is real. And so I just deleted the whole thing, and I wrote her a note and told her about it, and evidently it had gone to others too. But anyway, this is the first time I've had this one, and it was another one for Amazon, and I know I agree with the gal that was talking before about them being so good and so willing to help you with everything. But anyway, I've talked to Social Security and the income tax and
all of the above.
I know them all.
Check,
the grandma one.
IRS. Yeah, I got that one. Auto warranty.
One I hadn't heard about.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for the call.
This one happens quite often where they make it look like they're your friend and they want some help, but somebody hacked into your account.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants you to do something that's unusual or unconventional, call them up and let them know that their account's been hacked in some way. And that's exactly what has happened. Nobody's going to call you out of blue and ask you to get gift cards in 30 minutes or less. I mean, it's kind of.
But that's the one my aunt fell for.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
exactly the one.
We talk to people that happen all the time. But so if anybody asks you for gift cards, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because even if it looks like it's coming
from
your friend.
That's the scammer's currency.
Yes.
I thought it was Bitcoin, but it's really gift cards.
It's still gift cards again. And it's just amazing what they're going. They're going back in time. So it seems like they're even sending, you know, Ubers, as we talked about, Anna. Remember, they're sending Ubers out to your house now to pick up money.
It's so sophisticated.
It's so sophisticated.
Sick.
You talk to so many people. It's really hard to determine a scammer by just looking at them or reading the text. And that's why you got to dig deeper, check with the Better Business Bureau, other sources. And again, don't do anything in 30 minutes or less. And that's the key. Only buy a pizza for me and Anna, and that's it.
That's right.
Other than that,
do that.
Don't do
BBB.org.
anything.
BBB.org. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good seeing you.